Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Better Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He loves His people. He cares about us individually and collectively. The Lord is always thinking of His people and how He can be a blessing to us. You count to God. He knows your name. He knows who you are and where you come from. He knows the kind of people that you're around. And He knows the type of person you desire to be. And He knows what you can be in Him. And He knows what will happen if you deviate from Him. But His love don't stop there. The Lord our God raises up people to minister life, to represent Him to us. Jesus Christ died to get us out of our misery, out of our trouble. We were in more trouble than we can comprehend. A lot of times people don't appreciate what Jesus did because they don't understand the situation that they're truly in. And this goes way back. The Lord is looking through time when man was already in trouble. God had every right to just let us be. But He decided to save us. When man fell away from the love of God, the Lord spoke and said, the seed of woman will bruise the serpent's head. And He was talking to the serpent, and you will bruise his heel. He was indirectly talking to Satan. Satan is the reason man was tempted in the first place. He used the serpent in the garden to say that God's word was not true. Now, Adam had every reason to trust God. God gave him every credible reason to trust Him. And the serpent gave him no credible reason to trust Him. He lied on God. And he still lied on God. When you mention the name of Jesus, people automatically get upset. And they don't even understand why. The enemy, hear me good, because I love you. And I want you to understand the situation and the truth of things. And there is a truth of things. Everything Jesus said is truth and life. Now, He came to give us life and that more abundantly. That's not just a religious cliche people speak. That's the word, the living word of God. That's the heart of God. Jesus came to get us out of the trouble that man fell into. When you love the world, it hardens your heart. It simultaneously and hardens your heart against God over time. Anything that's of the world system is not God's way of doing things. What is the world system? It's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And those things don't seem bad on the surface, but they have addictive properties that control your life. Satan can't. If you love anything that's of the world system, you act on it or speak it, you've given control of your life into the hands of Satan himself. And I promise you, he will control your life through the pride that's there. If you get in pride, everybody that gets in pride gets in fear. Satan's whole system works off fear tactics. And he can control you if he can get you into any activity of his. Now, with a sin nature, it's impossible to please God. But Jesus Christ came and washed us in his blood. And he broke our sin nature in half. It's inactive now. Now, you can go back to sin if you want to. Or, if you believe on Jesus, you can live just like the Lord. But you have to do it in His strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I know how it is to walk away from sin. The Lord gives you the ability from the heart. When you believe on the Lord from your heart, you believe on the living works of Jesus from the heart, not just out of the mind. I'm talking about the heart, where you really believe on Jesus Christ. Your sin nature is broken. You don't have to sin anymore. Any Christian that really believed on Jesus Christ, they don't have to sin. From that point, you're just like a brand new computer. A brand new computer is useful, but you have to put your programs on it. If the enemy put a virus on it, it can hinder the way that it interprets the programs. And it won't be any good to you. So when you are in the world, you're like a brand new computer with a terrible virus on it. But when you receive the life of God, the virus has been destroyed. And now you, from that point, you can fill your heart with God's word. And when you fill your heart with the word, you have abilities you normally would not have. Jesus Christ was the word of God. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when you receive God's word, that's just like you eating off the tree of life. And if you don't want to live the rest of your life being hounded by the evil works of the world system, first of all, don't be afraid of it. Get rid of the fear. And receive God's word, and you'll be able to reject the things of darkness. Now this is St. John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Now Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He became a baby. He became a man. And He taught us the things of God. Then He died in our place because He was sinless. He was not born of a male. He was born of a woman. Sin is transferred through the male. The Holy Spirit enabled Mary, the mother of Jesus, to be pregnant by Him. And His blood is pure. That's why He took on all our sins upon Himself and destroy them. If it applies to you, He already did this for you. If you believe it, it applies to you. And you have to choose to walk in the newness of life and not go back and do what Adam did all over again. And people do go back and sin. Most Christians do something. They say something, they do something they shouldn't do. But don't focus on that. Jesus is also our high priest. He'll represent you before the Father. The Holy Spirit will convict you. You'll repent of your sins, and now you again have fellowship with God. Now from there, you can go on forward and do the living things of God. You're not stuck in the world. And I like for people to know the easy way to do things. Fill your heart with the Word of God. And act on love. When you walk in the love of God, you fulfill the law. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfill the ceremonial law. All the road signs that point to Jesus. When you believe on Jesus, you fulfill all of them. Because you've got the destination. Even the Sabbath. The Bible said keep the Sabbath. Remember it to keep it holy. Well, guess what? Your salvation is not something you can work for. Those road signs are pointing to Jesus Christ. He did the work. You receive salvation. We don't earn salvation. We receive salvation by faith. And then we can live His life. He destroyed the evil darkness of our lives. And now we can live a brand new life. And we have the ability. I'm sorry people don't teach right. But if you study the word for yourself, you'll know the old preacher knows what he's talking about. Now, 1 John, 2 John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, John explains how love works. The love of God is light itself. The love of the world causes you to be an enemy to the life of God, an enemy to the messenger of God, an enemy to the Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ, and an enemy to God himself. Because Luke said, if you don't receive the messenger, you don't receive the one who sent him either. If you don't receive the preacher who tell you about Jesus, and you don't receive Jesus, and you also don't receive the Father. The only way to get to Father God, the one who made you and loves you, is through the Son. And us preachers, we're just helpers. God needs somebody here on earth to represent him. And those that really love God will do it. Some preachers, I'm sorry to say, are compromised. And they want what they can get out of you, whatever that is. I'm sorry. But they are tares among the wheat. And the Lord warned us of it. But God loves you. Hear me good, because he has to return. He's not going to return as a savior. He's going to return as a judge. And he's going to destroy what's not of him. He's already washed away our sin. We have to believe it. But when he come back, it will be too late. He's going to destroy what's not his and receive what held on to him. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And he will help you hold on to him. Now, in this world, if you really want to know God, you're going to have to do some breaking through. Don't worry about the fact that you may not have come from the best pristine family. Your family life may not be right. Your parents may not be married. They may not have ever taught you the word or taken you to church. But God loves you. One of your parents might be married to somebody else and you were conceived in adultery. But guess what? God loves you. You're just as important, hear me good, as Jesus Christ to God. I don't care how you were born. You were born. And you're just as important to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ died to save you under the Father's order, and it was also his will. He laid his life down for you because he loved you. He knows your name. He knows where you came from. You're not a third-rate citizen just because you weren't born in the way you should have been born, or you weren't raised the way you should have been raised. Some girls have been raped, and some children have been raped by members of their family. But guess what? God loves you. Consider your sin forgiven. He's not out to get you. He's not trying to kill you. He doesn't care if you don't measure up. He loves you now in real time. Give him what's left of your life. Receive his life. Receive what Jesus has done for you as a gift. And receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will guide you in these things. When you come out of the world system, people come out, they've been through all kind of evil things, and they don't know where they stand with God. God loves you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to receive the forgiveness that Jesus already provided for you. And he wants you to know him. And he will talk to you. I know what I'm talking about. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. I hate when I don't give the website. Because sometimes you might want to go back and listen to it again. And all the broadcasts are on this website. All the way back to 2015. And there's another website, livingletterministries.com, from 2012 all the way back to 06. There, when I first started the radio broadcast, all those broadcasts were on there. There's a 3-year gap because the website went out. But nevertheless, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, and they are free. You don't have to send any money in. You go in and you click on it, it'll download it to your smartphone or your laptop or your computer. And you can listen to it whenever you want to and share it with others. Now, God loves you. He's not out to get you. He's out to bless you and help you see what you may not see. Because when you believe on him, you change and you grow. And God's going to help you do it. He loves you that way. And when I say breaking through, sometimes people come from a hard case, just like I described. And people don't know where they stand. Because all their friends may have been, come from a married home, and they come from a broken home or a divorced home or out of adultery, but God loves you still. Now, people will ridicule you because of whatever happened, but God is not embarrassed about you. He loves you. And when you go to heaven, you won't be at the back of the bus somewhere. He loves you here. He loves you in real time. He loves you just like he loves Jesus Christ. You can't get any better than that. And the people that come from a good home, guess what? He loves you also just like he loves Jesus Christ. And those that are wicked and playing with the enemy, the Luciferians, they think they're following Lucifer. They think Lucifer got a bad deal and he's going to give them some kind of power in the afterlife. He's going to scratch their eyes out. You can't trust the devil. And then the witches, they have magic powers. They do little things that and impresses man, but guess what? When they die, those same demons that give them false power is going to scratch their eyes out and torment them forever. They're going to get a bad deal. And those who don't believe in God, and give them about 15 minutes, they'll know God is, and they'll know that they were on the wrong side of things. And the devil's going to scratch their eyes out too and torment them forever. Now understand, when demons torment people in hell, you can't be destroyed because you're a spirit being and you will live forever. Your body will come right back together and they'll do it again. Now, I believe if you need to know what's going to happen. I've seen things and I'm describing things that I've seen. When hell is not beautiful, it's not a place to go. And I know people who went to the depths of hell. What I saw was bad enough. I didn't see the torment inside of hell. What I saw was bad enough. I saw the lake of fire. The Lord let me see it. But listen, God loves you. He died to save you from all that foolishness. You are just as important to Jesus Christ. You are just as important to God as Jesus Christ. He loves you that way. He loves you just like he loved Jesus, and you have all the rights and privileges of Jesus Christ through Jesus Christ. Your prayers count. Your prayers avail much. And you can help other people live that don't know God. And the Lord will give you wisdom and dreams and visions just like he did the prophets of old. Anybody that's washed in the blood of Jesus, they are a brand new creature. And if you're a follower of God, he also gave us authority. And the way our authority works, we have to remain submitted to God. And when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And you're not limited in God. If you feel limited, go read the Word of God. If the world seems too big for you, go read the Word of God. The world system will shrink. The satanic activity set against your life will shrink in your eyes. The things that tempt you, trying to tempt you away from God, they'll become small in your eyes if you fill your heart with the Word of God. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is to select the evil choices, go eat off the tree of life and you'll get some strength to withstand the trickery of the enemy. And guess what? You have an enemy. Your enemy is alive and you can't see him. And he works through the fears of other people, the pride of other people, the lust and the desires of other people. Sometimes girls or women, they look so good to a man, he can't control, he can't get her off his mind. And he thinks that he'll go and try to seduce her or even rape her because of it. But guess what? The enemy is controlling him. And you have, and when you, if you're a parent and you have beautiful children, pray over your children. Pray for them. Pray for their safety. Tell Satan, rebuke Satan's plan against your child. I was around a prophet years ago, a guy named James. And James was a real prophet. And the Lord gave him a word of knowledge. We were at a laundromat. And there was a man there. And one of our friends, she had a daughter. And the Lord immediately told James that that man over there is plotting to kidnap that girl, her daughter, to rape her. And you can't forget something like that. And James told the mother, and we all prayed against it, and it didn't happen. And he looked normal, but he was not normal. This was true, folks. I wouldn't make something like that up. God don't need lies. This happened. And I've been in a situation, the Lord showed me plots of the enemy, and I rebuked them, and they didn't happen. We have authority through Christ. He loves you just like he loved Jesus. He loved me just like he loved Jesus. If God loved you enough to become a man and die for you, guess what? He loves you. And don't listen to cold religion. Cold religion lies to people. God loves us, and he loves to fellowship with us. Cold religion would put us on a low level somewhere, and God is too busy to talk to us. That's not true. He don't talk to wicked people. He don't talk to proud people. He don't talk to people that don't want him around. But those that love him, he got a lot to talk about. Preachers that love pride, he don't want to talk to them. God hates pride. When I'm around proud people, God sometimes he may have just taught me something, but if I'm around a proud person, he calls me to forget it, so I don't say too much. He don't want to talk to proud folks. Even religious proud people. He loves people that want to know him. People that want to know him. People that want to know him. People that are interested. That's when he gave me a vocabulary for. He gave me great things to say. Revelation that only he could give. Because he cares about us all. We're very important. Now, he loves people that's proud, but he don't want to talk to them because they don't do nothing but make a mess. They misrepresent him. They have people thinking wrong. They teach wrong. Everything they do is wrong. And their motives are wrong. Because their motives are wrong, what they do is just wrong. He loves everybody. But everybody don't love God, especially proud people. People that's got a lot of pride in their heart. They have no desire. They are enemies against God. They are opposite to God. They're just like Satan. They're no different and no better. And they'll do the same thing. They're just as treacherous, and they've got hatred. They'll betray God just like they'll betray you. And they won't listen to God just like they won't listen to somebody that's wise. Proud people don't do wise things. They do foolish things. Now, they might do some things that they have to do. They may do some things right. They are made in the image of God. But the motive of pride is just wrong. That's worldly. That's the monster. That's the worst one. It's worse than lust and greed. And these things harden the heart. They may have started off right, but they allow the world to invade their life and privacy, and they become what they are. But don't go out with them, by them, and break through their bonds. Sometimes you have to break through the negativity. Sometimes the family you may have come from may have been negative. Every word may be a complaint. You got to break through that. You got to stop complaining. It's going to kill and destroy your life. Sometimes you have to break through your culture. Sometimes people are stingy. They don't believe in giving anybody anything. They feel cheated if they do. You got to break through that, because God is love. And if you learn his ways, you're going to learn to love. And as you learn to love, you're going to break through the stinginess. Some people are around people who lie a lot. And God hates lies. He loves man, but he hates a lying tongue. A liar won't stand in his presence. And you're going to have to learn, you're going to have to break through and become truthful. And he's going to help you. And when it comes to lust, lust will destroy your life from the inside out. It will consume everything and take away everything God has given you. You got to break through it. There's a way to do it. You don't have to, men don't have to lust after women. Women don't have to lust after men. We can enjoy our wife, our spouse. We can have a love relationship with our one spouse. And we can love everybody else as sisters and brothers in Christ. I know what I'm talking about, because I had to do some breaking through myself. Breaking through is not impossible. Breaking through is one of the many things that we can do through Christ, who strengthens us. He strengthens us. He'll help. Not only will you break through, he'll help you break through. Just like he helped Paul break through. If you read the book of Acts, that's your heritage. All of it. The turmoils that the apostles went through because the world's trying to hide the truth. You got a little bit easier because they did the groundwork. You got half a nation that prays. That prays to God. Back then, the only people who prayed in faith were Christian people, and they were a minor minority. But it grew and grew and grew, and the Lord and the angels helped them grow. When you read the book of Acts, all the miracles, you can work those same miracles. All you have to do to work miracles is love God and do what he say do. Miracles happen. You're going to see things change. God is going to help you. Whatever your name is, he's going to help you break through the problems of this life. He's going to help you do it. And you're going to grow from glory to glory. But fill your heart with his word, with the intent to do it, and you will always learn from the Lord. Love everybody. Don't speak that you hate somebody. That's very important. Everybody that did you wrong, forgive them. If you listen to me long enough, you hear me talking about forgiveness. You have to forgive everybody. You have to forgive other races, people that have hurt you, your kinfolks that have crossed the line, your friends that betrayed you, people who shot at you, forgive all of them, gang members, rival gang members. Forgive them and love them. But ask God to protect you from them. And also, see, when you forgive them, now you can turn around and tell Satan he can't ever use them against you again. And rebuke the spirit of death over your family. Rebuke the spirit of lust and rape that would plague your children. When women get raped, it's a hardship. When boys get raped, it's a hardship. They don't want to talk about it. It's embarrassing. And then they feel derated. But understand right now, God will not derate you. He loves you. No matter what happened in the past, those sins are forgiven. God's going to give you new life. And he loves you just like Jesus. He loves you just like he loved Jesus Christ. Because he died for you. He knows that Satan was out there putting evil thoughts in people's minds to do evil things against you, to turn you from God. There are three avenues that Satan works against us with. Our weaknesses, he'll use that against you to harden your heart against God. Our weaknesses, our hurts, the way people hurt us, people who've been hurt, they hurt people the very same way. And then our fears. Satan will control you through fear. But perfect love does what? Cast out all fears. And these are the books you got to study. What about John? Let's start with John. I love Matthew. Matthew taught more about what Jesus taught. So if you study the book of Matthew, all of the Word of God is good. I'm just giving you a starting point. Matthew, I suggest chapters 4 through 8. Also, the whole book of St. John. And because of today's broadcast, I suggest 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Let those words get in your spirit. When you read about Revelation, that's the end. That's what's going to happen because of what people have been doing. All the evil people have been doing. That's why the book of Revelation is written. But if you want to learn how to live, study the book of John, the book of Matthew, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And all the books of the Bible are great. If you lack wisdom, read the Proverbs. And because you have a new life, study what Jesus said, and also study the Psalms. And it was the